Foundations Lesson Number 2, Prayer, Part 2. How the Bible describes something gives us key insight into how God has designed it to function. With that in mind, I'd like for us to go to Roman numeral number 2 on our outline. Here we have a list of the main terms Scripture uses to describe prayer. One author has said that the problem with most churches is that they have yet to find God. If that statement is true, then it's only because there's been a lack of seeking God, because God has guaranteed that if we seek Him earnestly, we'll find Him. Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Matthew 7:7-8, Jesus is speaking, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." I'd like to point out here that seeking God is not like seeking a hidden pirate treasure. When you do that, once you found it, you're done. No, seeking God is better compared to an Easter egg hunt with billions of hidden eggs. The more you seek Him, the more of Him you'll discover. I'd also like to point out that the secrets of God, the hidden things of the Lord, aren't hidden from us. They're hidden for us. If you're wondering what the difference is, you'll find that it's in God's purpose. If God were to hide something from us, His purpose would be to make sure that we don't find it. But if God hides something for us, He makes sure that we're very able to find it. Sure, it'll probably take love for God, hard work, patience, perseverance, and other qualities, but God is delighted to give us of the treasure. We just have to meet the requirements. And let's never forget that there's no greater treasure than God Himself. Isaiah 55:6, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near." 1 Chronicles 16:11, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." 1 Chronicles 22:19, King David speaking to the elders of Israel, he says, "Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God." Hebrews 11:6, "He, God, rewards those who earnestly seek Him." That means that every time you earnestly seek God, you get rewarded. Every time, whether you notice it or not. No one has ever sought God in vain. Jeremiah cried out that the people of Israel in his day had turned their backs to God and not their faces. That shows us that the opposite of seeking God is ignoring God. I can't think of a greater insult to the Almighty than for us to be ignoring Him, for us to be declaring by our actions that God isn't worthy of any of our time, effort, or attention. The next term on our outline is that of drawing near to God, and it highlights the truth that there's a great distance between us and God, yet His provision allows us to overcome that gap. I may not know how close to God you are right now, but I do know this. You're every bit as close to God as what you really want to be. All of us are. How close we are to God depends on us, not Him. James 4:8. "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." In the King James, that verse reads, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." I can't think of any greater blessing than to have the Almighty draw near to me. The incredible promise of this verse is that you or I can have the Almighty drawing near to us at any time. All we have to do is meet the condition, which is to draw near to Him. If we meet the condition, He'll always be more than faithful to keep His promise. How simple is that? The book of Hebrews talks about drawing near to God. Hebrews 7:19, "And a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God." Hebrews 10:1, "It," the law, "can never make perfect those who draw near to worship." Hebrews 10:22, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith." Also, Zephaniah 3:2 says, "She," the city of Jerusalem, "obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God." Jeremiah 30:21, "For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord. Then, about 50 times in the New Testament alone, prayer is simply referred to as asking. The idea of asking highlights the fact that we're engaging in verbal communication and that we're making a request. As we've already read, Matthew 7:7-8, Jesus is speaking, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened." Other scriptures that refer to prayer as asking include Matthew 9:37-38. "Then he," Jesus, "said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'" Matthew 18:19, Jesus speaking, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." John 14:13-14, Jesus speaking, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Over the years, one of the many mistakes I've made in prayer is that I would be so focused, so passionate about my request, that I'd lose sight of who I was talking to. I invite you to learn from my mistakes. Prayer is not primarily an activity, it's primarily a relationship. It's not mainly about what we're asking God to change, it's mainly about the one we're talking to. The last term mentioned on our outline that describes prayer is that of calling on the Lord. This term highlights the need for help and confidence in the one being called upon. The first time that prayer is mentioned in the Bible, this is the term being used, Genesis 4:26. "At that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord." Also, Matthew 26:53, Jesus is speaking. He says, "Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" Romans 10:12. "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him." Acts 2:21. "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Jeremiah 33:3, God speaking, he says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Amen.